Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the first letter to Timothy, the author writes, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that they may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity." You know, we're probably all acutely aware that many of us malign our political leaders. We believe our leaders are often corrupt or out of touch with the needs of real people, and willing to say and do whatever will win them approval for the next election. You know, we're cynical about our leaders, because we know how often political power is abused. And frankly, there are plenty of times when we just flat out disagree with a perspective or a stance that one of our leaders has or takes. We have few qualms about blaming our president or Congress for inaction and division, or claiming that our courts are either intensely biased or engaged in reckless political activism. And we freely voice our disagreement and our dissension and assume that our freedom to speak up and out is our most foundational God-given right. But if you read Scripture, you realize Christians are supposed to use our freedom and our speech to offer petitions and prayers on behalf of those who have power and position over us. Like them or not, we're supposed to pray for those members of our society who hold office. And our prayers aren't just for political will to turn in our direction. No, no. Our prayers are supposed to be for the benefit and blessing of those who have charge over us. We can disagree with our leaders, but we must never fail to pray for them and for their well-being and their wisdom. Let's pray for that. Lord, we are not particularly careful with our critique and criticism of people who hold positions of leadership. We can view them as problematic and downright pathetic at times. But the Lord, who are we to judge? How would we like our lives and our choices to be held up to intense public scrutiny? I don't think we'd like it at all, Lord. So we pray now for those who hold office and tried to serve the public good. We ask that you would bless them, that you would be gracious to them, and that you would help them to tend faithfully to those they lead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.